those are the apologies, honorable members, that I've received. I hope that they are accepted. Thank you very much. All apologies accepted. Would slightly not follow the sequence of the items of the agenda, as you will be aware that other things would require a quorum, because other members have promised to join as soon as their meetings they are in and before, as if we will simply proceed. So we'll go straight to the Limpopo, the presentation on HIV/AIDS. Honourable members would remember that in the some 3 weeks ago when we met on this grant, we had to send Limpopo back because in our view at that time their report did not cover or give details that we wanted as a committee, or the details that were provided were making it difficult for us to engage with that kind of a report. So we requested them to go back and prepare a comprehensive report on this particular grant. And it was Limpopo and Eastern Cape. That is why we have called them back today to finalize on that. And without any waste of time, I will call on the province to do the introduction and immediately present. Over to you, sir. I'm sure you would want to use the slides if you want, over and above the hard copies that will be circulating. You can move to the front. Yes, sir. Are you together, sir?
Yes.
I would suggest that you joined your colleague here so that come questions time, you are able to. Just introduce yourselves and then proceed with the.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Ben Ushielo, the head of department, Limpopo Department of Education. I am with Professor Alenala, the general manager who is responsible for the program. Thank you very much, Chair. When you got the letter, we're a bit confused, because it spoke about the third quarter report. And I think Prof did call the office, but I did say that when we prepare the third quarter report, we should try to respond to some of the questions which were raised in the last meeting. So that's what confused us a little bit. Just to start, Chairperson, on the introduction, it's just to provide some statistical information about the prevalence of HIV and AIDS and syphilis in the country, specifically in Limpopo province, among the 15 to 49-year-old antenatal women, which showed an overall increase of 0.7% from 2008 to 2009. What follows is some assessment per district, where we show that Capricorn District, the prevalence estimation of 23%, which showed an increase of 2.8% from 2008 to 2009. Mopani, which showed an increase of 1%. Greater Sekhukhune, which showed a decline from 21.8% in 2008 to 16.6% in 2009. Waterberg, which increased substantially by 5.2% from 23.6 to 28.8 in 2008 and 2009 respectively, while Vembe remained constant at less than 15% prevalence. This clearly shows that there's a need for acceleration of the life skills program in the province. Just again, as a way of introduction, we just want to show that altogether we have 4,015 schools in number of centers, 4,726. The target number annual, 1,215, and the percentage is 25.7%. Then we've got the primary school learners, about 700,699. Our target was 5,260, which is 0.75. Then we've got the secondary school learners, just over a million. The target, 3,000, and 0.3%. Educators there, the primary and the secondary schools, and the different sectors in our communities. Now, the next slide indicates the quarterly breakdown of the targets. There we've got the schools and other centers, the primary school learners, the secondary school learners, educators in the primary and secondary schools, and the different sectors in the communities. Now, for the year under review, an amount of 28,322,000 was allocated to the program for the aforementioned program, and each key performance area has been allocated a certain percentage of the budget, which will indicate in the slide that follows. We've got advocacy there, which takes 5.8%. Training and development, we allocated 30%. Peer education, 20%. Peer education, 20%. Care and support, 25%. Learner-teacher support material, 10%. And management administration, monitoring support and evaluation, 8.30%. Now, what would then follow would be a summary of the service delivery performance on that table. On advocacy, we've got the performance indicators there, and the measurement unit, the annual targets, the quarterly targets, the actual performance during the quarter, and the variance. And then we then provide the explanation of why the targets could not be met. For instance, in terms of the performance indicators there on advocacy, we are saying that HIV and AIDS awareness should be done through campaigns and advocacies, and we talk about success stories. And our measurement is 2065 learners, educators, and community reached through campaigns and advocacies, and the annual target was 8260 learners, educators, and community at large. The quarterly target for the third quarter was 2065, and the actual performance for the quarter, third quarter, was 1,600 learners, and the variance is 465. And the explanation there was that some educators and learners were not available for activities due to curriculum catch-up programs, examinations, because after the World Cup and the strike, our major focus was on the catch-up programs at all levels. They initially were said metric, but we thought we need to do it at all levels. In terms of training and development, the measurement unit there was 50 ABET practitioners to be trained as ABET Life Skills HIV and AIDS Master Trainers. The annual target is 50. The target, these 50 were going to be trained, all of them, in the third quarter. And the actual performance, it was 49 trained. And there was one who could not be trained because he fell ill and left during the training. In terms of peer education, the measurement unit was 1750 learners and educators trained as peer educators and mentors. The annual target is 1,750. That is 1,400 learners trained as peer educators and 350 educators trained as mentors. And the quarterly target was 350 learners and 800 educators for that third quarter. The actual performance was 957 learners and educators, 857 learners trained as peer educators and 100 educators trained as mentors. Now, the overachievement of the target was 519, which is 507 learners and 12 educators. Now, the reason for that was that this training was done after examinations and during December holidays. This was strategy to address the second quarter backlog because we did not train them. The scale and support in terms of the measurement, 1,600 educators, MPOs and CPOs. The annual target, 1,600. For the third quarter, it was 400. We didn't train. The annual achievement was 400. And the explanation there was the master trainers were busy with peer education training, and this was deferred to the fourth quarter. The 1,500, I think that comes from, yeah, that's a continuation of the previous slide. In terms of the LTSM, we had the measurement unit, there's 250,000 units made up of educator manuals, learner activity books, posters, and pamphlets. The annual target, 1 million units made up of educator manuals, learner activity books, posters, and pamphlets, and the quarter was 250. The performance was just 5,600. The variance of that number was made up of educator manuals, learner activity books, posters, and pamphlets. The explanation there was that we were in the process of appointing a service provider, LTSM service provider, which we only finalized at the beginning of the third quarter, and who then signed the service level agreement with us just around September. And that is why there was a delay, and most of that was purchased in the fourth quarter. In terms of school monitoring and support, our measurement is 150 schools to be visited. The annual target is 150. The quarterly target for the third quarter was 30. We only visited 10 schools, and 20 schools were not visited. The basic reason was the catch-up programs which the schools were involved with in that quarter. Now, in terms of evaluation, this is not a quarterly thing. The evaluation of the 2010-11 will be done during the first quarter of the 2011-12 financial year. Now, when we look at the quarterly expenditure, it's indicated in the table which will appear. The overall budget, as we said, was 28,322,000, which was divided into four equal amounts of 7 million to set the targets for each quarter. And the total expenditure for this quarter was 7,772,000. The difference is an over achievement of 691,000. However, when we look at the, which will, as I'm sure will come in later, the overall expenditure at the end of the third quarter would be an under expenditure due to under expenditure in the first and the second quarter. Now, that are the challenges encountered during the third quarter? One was the understaffing, which has always been a problem. The program had three coordinators at head office level and five district coordinators. However, we have now appointed the staff, as I said, in the district to do the program. The wrong posting of coordinator salaries, which we tried to explain in the last meeting, simply means that the staff which is supposed to be paid by this program was paid from our normal compensation of employees budget. And I think this is just an administrative problem for us, which we could have easily sorted out. But it means that the money spent on that staff would not reflect on the program. The curriculum catch-up programs, as I said, in the focus on the end of the year examination, kept teachers and learners too busy to attend to other programs, because at national, the instruction was that we need to put all our efforts in the catch-up programs and the little resources and everything else to make sure that we catch up for the 101 hours which we had lost during the industrial action. And of course, the change in the LTSM procurement policy and procedures, because in the process of appointing the service provider, we put some sort of a moratorium on the purchase of LTSM because of some inherent problems which we had. And as I say, this was finalized in October, when the SLA was signed. Now, the remedial action that we took is that the 20 senior education specialists, we advertised them, and we have filled them now. As a result of the new appointees, activities now should be able to run concurrently in all the districts. And I think that enables us to cover up for more time. And LTSM, now it is easier and much quicker to purchase through the systems which we have put in place, and we don't foresee that there should be any problem in that regard. And whether there are any deviations from the business plan, so far there is no deviations from the business plan which has been adopted, and I hope the business plan should be somewhere. I'm not sure if it was sent to members to compare with what we have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Shiolo. Just an indication, what was the provincial performance on this grant as at the end of the fourth quarter? If you have any indication, because I want to assume that some of the challenges that you spoke of here have been addressed in the fourth quarter already, because we have passed it a long time. So we are now in the first quarter of the new year. So that's why I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Honourable members, it's time for questions, for clarities and engagements. Honourable Pierre.
Thank you, Chairperson, and also thank you for the presentation. That's got lots of detail in it, much better than the previous one. Question one is, when was these post filled, the 20 senior education specialists? When was it filled? So you've got 4,015 schools in the province. 1.7 million learners, 55,900 educators. If this is the case, and we're looking at the operational side of your program, it must be operational people who must implement to get the spending, so that you can come and report to our committee. Then each specialist is having about 200 schools. Can you explain to the committee how are you going to go about doing or implementing this
social development, we have asked that maybe we need to do that study to see what is the formula for them, which is helping them to keep the statistics constant. So the work which we are doing for this first quarter is to do that impact analysis to see whether is it this program which is helping or are there other factors which are helping, and when we combine the work done by various agencies and the departments to see if that works. We have thought that Mopani would be, because Mopani is an area where there have been a whole lot of things happening there. In fact, in some parts of Vembe, where in one school, actually this year in the newspaper we'd have seen that there were about 34 girls who were pregnant, and when we tried to intervene, the parents were so angry to the extent that they actually wanted to expel the principal for raising the matter with us. So we are doing that study. I'm sure when we next meet with the committee, we might be able to provide some scientific reasons why this thing is like this. With LTSM, the reason why we looked at the new policy and the new way of doing LTSM was simply because a lot was purchased, but when we go to the schools, we don't find it. No records. What was bought this year could not be traced. That is why we then said, let's stop, make an audit and see what happened to the money that we've invested in the purchase of LTSM. And we find that there was serious flaws in our purchase and distribution model to the schools, but also starting right from the demand side, because the system was terribly abused on this thing. So we then said, let's wait and put in a new system that would be able to provide LTSM efficiently and effectively and exactly where it is required. Because as I say, the system was greatly abused internally, which is a subject of a forensic audit as we are talking, because there are billions of rands which have been lost in LTSM. But now, within the system, works much better.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, and thank you to Limpopo for the presentation. I just want to go back, and I had a similar problem with numbers that the Honourable Jabir had, and the kind of solution is the South African Council of Churches. I'm not aware of the South African Council of Churches having officers and personnel available throughout the country to be able to do this kind of work. I mean, exactly what are you doing with them, and what is going to be done if it's a recent MOU? I mean, who's going to do it? You know, I know my own church is a member of the SACC, but we don't have additional staff who can go out and implement a program like this. And then presumably if those people are available, they'll some in the next report fit into the statistical report about how many have been trained and so on, because that sounds like it's a new program. In terms of the LTSM abuse, are you suggesting, or are you saying in reporting to us that money has been, that it would appear, if you're doing an investigation, would it appear that money has been fraudulently used? Is there corruption involved? Or is it just simply been rerouted into other public expenditure rather than to individuals' pockets? The numbers just are mind-boggling. The objectives of the grant are to empower learners with life skills and help them prevent the spread of AIDS, and to integrate life skills program into the curriculum. So surely then the whole emphasis should be to do exactly that, those two objectives, rather than to set up a whole new bureaucracy of a kind of department running parallel to the education department use the existing staff to implement the program? Obviously, they need to be trained, so there needs to be training done. That no question. But rather than creating a whole new set of people doing the work at school level, surely it should be in the curriculum. It should be the teachers themselves who are implementing it after due training, clearly. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Yes, let me start with LTSM. There is the abuse would even lead to money going into people's pockets. Just an example where I did get the report preliminary yesterday, where the school would order, for instance, 350, and then when our supply chain officials places the order, they add the zero, it becomes 350,000. Those type of things. So they would then be would pay a lot of money. What will be delivered to the school will be 350. What will pay for will be 350,000. Those type of examples. So what we pay for is not what we receive in the schools. With SACC, it's really an add-on to the staff we have, and they focus on two things mainly. It's on advocacy and on care and support. And that's when we also want to bring to drag the program into weekends as well, because they are available to do the work. Now, when we talk about their structures, they gave us a business plan, because we said, let's see how you are going to work, because they work under these education specialists. And they use their member churches in specific localities. So if in village A, they've got a member church, they look at who that member church can give, whom we can use. So they're not necessarily a full-time sort of staff that works, but it's use their infrastructure on issues of advocacy and care and support. And the business plan, I'm sure, is there. We can send it to Mr. Nodad for members if they want to see what it looks like, to have an idea of their involvement.
Honorable Makwela.
Chairperson, I'm having only one question. On the challenges there, what I just said, bullet number 1, 2, 3, curriculum catch-up and program, and the focus on the end of the year examination kept teachers and learners too busy to attend. I'm just interested on the teachers and learners. Since the focus is on the health of learners, can't the head of the department sit together to try to align the activities so that in future we don't have such type of problems.
No, thank you very much, sir. I think the advice is taken. We have learned a lot from this one. In fact, there's a whole lot of things that we learned from the industrial action and the lost time, and how we should plan our activities going forward. And I think for us, it was a question of our risk assessment not being able to pick up on things on which we can do much better. But we take the advice.
Thank you very much, honorable members. The absence of any questions, I think we are
really doubling of the results. You know what I'm trying to say? It might be a difficult question to answer.
Yeah, it is indeed a difficult one. The point at which the forensic auditors, where they are now, was just to give us an overall abuse of LTSM in the Department of Education. They are now breaking it down. So I think at that point we should be able to give the figures.
So in other words, we can conclude that as soon as you finish your investigation in that particular area, and hopefully in your future engagements with the committee, you will share that information with us in regard to the results of that kind of investigation. Okay. Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bishon. I think we'll appreciate that so that we can... It might find that it's not only happening in your school, I mean in your province, so we'll have to stay alert in terms of some of the information that we receive from other provinces to see if this is not also carried there, because you know, officials do communicate across provinces as to how they came from the system and scrambling. But thank you very much for your report. As Honorable De Beer has indicated, at least this time around, it's quite comprehensive and give the details which we wanted in the previous hearings. And well, we'll keep on. There are some hearings that are coming. I'm not sure if Limpopo will still be coming back, but we will keep on monitoring your expenditure patterns through the National Treasury and all those things. And we hope to see improvements in the future. Because the idea is to keep you more in the province than coming here, so that you give services to the people as opposed to sitting in the boardrooms. But where you seem to be not doing your job, we from time to time call you here, so that you get to know what are your challenges. Thank you very much, Mr. Bishir and Professor. And you are free to catch your flights back home. Thank you very much. Honorable members, we will now quickly go a little bit back, seeing that Eastern Cape is not here. We will deal with the adoption of the previous minutes. The minutes have just been circulated. It's a two-page set of minutes just recording the proceedings of last week. As you remember, we said we want the situation where possible, we deal with minutes immediately in the following meeting. So the minutes before you is the minutes of the meeting of last week, Tuesday, and it's only two pages which records the sets of minutes. Adopted, and our resolve on consideration of the draft reports. Any corrections, Honorable De Beer, followed by Honorable Kubela.
Okay, now I went through this because I received it on my desk in my office, and I've got no problem catching the things, so I propose that we adopt it.
Chairperson, I was just looking on the attendance and apologies, and then I will have to sort this thing out with my office, because I reported to my PA, my secretary, to apologize. If I don't see my name here, it seems as if I stayed away without any, which is wrong. Thanks.
Your secretary is not submitting an apology. But we noted this trend with secretaries, and we requested members to discuss it with their secretaries. Some, they don't even retrieve documents and give to members and all those things. So it's quite a challenge, but it's something that we also have to now take with the management of the committee section. Honorable Liz.
Second Honorable Mayor's proposal.
Thank you very much. that they be given time to go through the reports at their time, and we agree that submissions with regard to omissions and corrections will be made well in advance. The secretary did not receive any corrections from members, and one can assume that there are no corrections, but I will still afford this meeting an opportunity to reflect on any corrections on that report, if any. Honorable De Beer.
Yeah, I went through the report last week, and again, I was encouraged to adopt.
That's Honorable De Beer moving for adoption. That is in the absence of any corrections.
I don't know whether I'm entitled to second, because I wasn't party to the original thing, but I'm happy. I think I am. I think
yes, you
I'm a member of this committee. I can second.
Thank you, Honourable Liz. Honourable second that. And the second report relates to the community library services. The report was also tabled last week. It's also been circulated now, I think. Our members may reflect. Corrections on page one. Honorable Pierre.
Okay, no, it's not a correction. I'm just asking, in the middle of the page, just beneath the bullets, the provincial departments of arts and culture, then it goes on. All provincial departments except Mpumalanga and Limpopo honor the invitation. Are we calling these people back on this specific grant?
Yes.
Yes,
Chair. That's the understanding we had in that meeting, that those will have to be called back.
Again, Chair, I went through the report last week for that specific meeting, and I've got no issues with the report. I'm satisfied. Propose adoption.
Seconding on the release.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I second the proposal.
Thank you. Another release seconded. Honourable members, all reports have been adopted, and it would seem that Eastern Cape is not here, or they are not coming, or if they are to come, maybe they'll come later, I don't know. But I will personally make contacts with the MEC of that province. We all know the challenges in the education department in that particular province, but that does not make them any good for not coming to these meetings. They really should honor these proceedings as they were here last time. So I will follow up with the MEC on that, and we'll still ultimately get them to appear before the committee and make and submit their report. And that, honourable members, bring us to the conclusion of today's business. But may I also indicate, honourable members, we were supposed to be meeting on Thursday to deal with the report on the division of on the appropriation bill. But unfortunately, because of the delays in terms of both houses for finalizing on the budget votes, the National Assembly will only be dealing with the adoption of the budget for wheels on Thursday afternoon. Then that forced us to postpone our meeting and convene on Friday morning at 8:30 to also reflect on the appropriation bill and finalize on the report, because we will be wrapping up on the 28th in terms of the appropriation bill and all the votes. So we are going to require a quorum, honorable members, but I can assure you the meeting won't take more than an hour. If we start 8:30, we should be finished by 9:30 on Friday morning, so that we can be able to release members, because to go to the different provinces. So that's my appeal for Friday, honorable members. Honorable members, you had your hand up.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, unfortunately, I have another meeting here in Cape Town on Friday morning starting at 9:00. So I really would beg your indulgence for me to be away from this meeting, if that's okay. It's a meeting that's been set up at least a month ago, so it's very difficult for me to not be there. And then the notice of Friday's meeting says 9:00, not 8:30.
Just before you leave, can we just confirm your attendance for Friday?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. No, thanks, Honourable Liz. I don't think there will be a problem. The reason why I'm mentioning 8:30 is because I also have got a 9:00 meeting. This is quarterly consultative forum meeting, which was also long time sentence. Some of the members have also requested that we at least move the meeting a little bit up, so that